Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, this is always the most wonderful time of the year with Thanksgiving and Christmas upon us at this time. But I think this year in particular, this is really the most wonderful time of this year that we've had so far because we are finding ourselves finally at the end of 2020. In a few short weeks, this year will be over and we are headed into 2021. And of course, with the exciting announcements about vaccines and treatments we've had over the past few weeks, it feels like 2021 brings a lot of promise for all of us. 2020 has brought forth a lot of changes for all of us, and I'm not going to go through all of what that's been. But in the midst of all the changes, I also am mindful that there has been some constants in this year. And one of the constants, one of the things that hasn't changed, is that what God wants for the church has not changed. The mission of the church, the Big C church, the church across the world has not changed. And that's been a constant for us. And the mission that God gives to us is these four things. God wants us to make disciples, to help people follow Jesus, to be Christ's witnesses, to love God and love others, and to serve those in need. And I can attest that our church has indeed done everything we can to achieve this mission. Now, for Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, we are part of that Big C church, and we're all doing everything we can to help God's love be experienced by all people. And for us as a church, we talk about that in terms of our vision. That our vision is to engage and inspire all people to share God's love, to grow in faith, and to serve as disciples, to share, grow, and serve. And I can say from where I stand and sit in our work together that we have achieved our vision in many ways. And what's amazing about this is it doesn't get achieved and then we're done. It rolls forward. And one of the things that's been super helpful in this time is to know that the mission of the church never changes, and that the vision that God has given to us of what that looks like in this moment continues to be a constant as well. So what is helpful when so many things are changing is to know that the why we do what we do never changes. Why we do what God wants us to do is eternal. But the reality is, a lot of how we do what we do has changed in this year. And that's something that we didn't see coming in 2020. You know, as a congregation and as a church, Park Ridge Presbyterian, we try to change, we try to grow, and we do change and we do grow. But this year has brought us into a season unlike any other when it comes to thinking about and going through what it looks like to be that. So how we do what we do has changed a lot. And when you're facing a lot of change like this, it feels like you might be just throwing things out there and seeing what's going to stick. And it's hard in the moment to know exactly what has worked and what hasn't. And it's only in retrospect that you can actually see at times how God has been at work through us. Now, the reality of the way in which this works for people of faith is something that is consistent over the ages. And in fact, Jesus gives us an example and teaches us a little bit about what that was going to look like. Because back in the time of Jesus, it wasn't an exact science. There wasn't a method to follow. And in fact, actually, there were a lot of things in life where you would just throw it out there and see what happened. And in fact, actually, one of the stories that Jesus teaches and one of the stories that he tells us is exactly about that. There was a time where Jesus was teaching one of his parables, one of his stories, to a large crowd, and he told them the story about the sower. And I think the story of the sower is one that can really speak to us in the moment that we're in and remind us of what it means for God to be at work, even when we can't see it and even when we can't sense it. And so here's the story that Jesus told. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell on the path and was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Now, a sower back in the time of Jesus would have had a satchel, a basket of things that he would have been carrying, and mostly men, sometimes women, and he would have reached into his bag, and he would have taken a handful of seed, and he would have broadcast spread it across the field. They wouldn't have prepared the rows of soil. They wouldn't have planted seeds individually or packets or whatever it might be. And so they would just broadcast spread it out there and get a sense of and not know where it went. And so they would also find out sometimes that it fell on the path, and then some of it was trampled on, and some of the birds ate it. And then some fell on rock, and as it grew up, it withered for the lack of moisture. And then some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. The way in which they were doing farming back then was very different than the way we think about it today. And so they would have encountered all these things. But there's hope yet, because then what happened is that some fell into good soil, and when it grew, it produced 100-fold. Jesus would go on to unpack this story for the people that he was with, and he would explain that the seed was the teachings of God and the love of God, and it would go in places and you wouldn't know where it would go. And sometimes it would get eaten. Sometimes it would get trampled. Sometimes it would get simply choked out. But other times, when it rooted in soil, we would find that it grew 100-fold. And I am so grateful to be able to share with you that we have been able to see the seeds that we have sown and how they have grown. Because at this point, we can see back on the year that we had and get a sense of the way in which God was at work. Now, there actually have been so many ways that God has been at work through us, but I want to share with you a few of those to give you a sense of just how many great things God has done. Now, to give you a sense of what that looks like, I gotta tell you, it's a long list. So I'm going to give you a sense of all these things. Now, in our worship ministry, we've had our online services, we've had our outdoor services, we've had our indoor services. We started the year with the I Can See Clearly Now initiative, and we've had a wonderful range of special music all year long that has truly been inspiring, and I can't single out a single one of those performances because they've all been so great. Those were some things that we were accustomed to, but have come in different forms and have been great for us. Our hospitality ministry has gone into a different form as well. And our ushers, a few in particular, were instrumental in helping us to have a terrific outdoor service and then warmly welcoming us and keeping us safe during our indoor services. We still had new members join. Granted, that was pre-COVID, but we had 7 new members join us in this year. The seed was sown and it has grown. Now, we've also had some tremendous things happening in our children's ministry. They've made some tremendous pivots. They've had Zoom Sunday School filled with some surprises in the kids' mailboxes. They had their first ever winter retreat for our 4th and 5th graders that was a tremendous success. Our youth ministry has done terrific things as well. They had a terrific winter retreat back in January. They had that terrific youth ministry trivia night fundraiser that was just a wonderful event, and it turned out to be one of our last large group events of the year. Our adult ministries have continued to see growth from the seed. Small groups have continued to meet. They have met on Zoom and in person outside when they can. There have been some tremendous efforts made in anti-racism studies. I mean, I just got to catch my breath and pause for a second thinking about all these things that have happened. And that doesn't even scratch the surface of some of the ways that we've been serving as well. Our deacons have made so many phone calls. They've sent so many text messages and emails. They sent cards. They sent care packages to our college students. They have done so much to keep us connected and well-loved with one another. And I could go on and on about our missions ministry as well. They have done tremendous relief work with COVID-19 and the other disasters that we've been seeing throughout the year. There's been the continuation of Sunday night suppers that has been just tremendous in providing a shared meal, no questions asked, and a safe one at that, with the curbside pickup. They've also been able to help support the Sewing Circle led by some of the mission ministries. And that Sewing Circle, you know what they've done? They've made 360 masks for people in need. These are two layers of cloth with a filter in between them. Terrific stuff that has been needed by people. And additionally, 100 hats were made for the night ministry. Quality gear for people who are in need. Our Presbyterian women have done a tremendous job continuing with the circles, and they've contributed. They've been meeting indoors and outdoors and online and in person, like all of our small groups, and they've continued to fulfill their mission in the name of Christ as well. And our trustees, they've done a phenomenal job of managing our facility and our finances and to help us get to the point where we're at this year so that we can celebrate all these great things that God has done for us. And I share all these things because there is so much to celebrate in what God has done in our time together in this year, through what God has done in our lives together. And at times, it's hard when we're going through it to see the way in which the seed that has been planted grows, to see the ways in which it becomes 100-fold. And some of the ways that that has happened in 2020 will set the stage and inspire us for 2021. Now, we know that some of the challenges we face this year in 2020 will go with us into 2021 and beyond. We know there are going to be some impact and some fallout from COVID-19 and the economic uncertainty around the world that we're going to be responding to. But what I see and what God sees is a church who has fulfilled the mission in a very difficult year. A church that has understood that why we do what we do doesn't change, but how we do what we do must change. And we have adapted and we have grown. And as we understand the three types of seed that God has given to us, we have our time, we have our skills, and we have our finance. I think in many ways, we can faithfully say that we have seen all three types of seed grow 100-fold in our work this year. Now, we pause at a time like this to celebrate those things because we want to celebrate the good work that God has given and the good work that God has done. We do that because we want to celebrate one another, and we do that because we can learn where God has been at work, and that helps us to see where God will be at work in the future. This isn't a moment to just stop and self-congratulate ourselves. It's a moment to celebrate what we've been able to accomplish through the use of our time, skills, and finance, because it gives us a glimpse of what God will continue to do through us if we continue to faithfully work at what God has charged us with. And here's what I know, because you have shown me it to be true, that Park Ridge Presbyterian will continue to do whatever we can to fulfill God's work in the world. You have shown through this year, through adversity and challenges, that together we can continue to achieve God's mission, that together we can achieve God's vision, and together we can make a difference in the world, that we will continue to sow the seed of God's love into the world in ways that we know familiar and ways that we are coming up with as we go along. And when we pursue these things together, we achieve God's mission in the world. And so I want to encourage all of us in this time to embrace the celebration of what God has done, not as a means of saying we've arrived or that we're done, but a means of recognizing that God has been at work through us and that God will continue to be at work through us as we go into the year to come. When Jesus tells that story of the sower, he then goes on to explain it to the crowd that has gathered. And he explains to them that God is at work and making the seed grow. But you know what is still happening there? A sower is still sowing the seed. A sower is still going out into the field and sending the seed out to do the work that the seed is supposed to do. So as we find our way towards the end of 2020, let's remember that God has sown a lot of seed through our church, and that as we continue to use all that God has given to us, God will continue to help the seed that we sow grow. And as we go into 2021 and beyond, we can continue to sow that seed that God has given to us with great confidence that God is at work and God will be at work through us. So let us continue to do God's work in the world now and always. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.